club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
As the Bali Brawl investigation continues, the question being asked is what punishment should Storm forward Nelson Asofa-Solomona expect, MG?
We're hearing three test matches and a fine of up to $50,000. Let's first say we don't know the facts fully, Liam. But piecing them all together, the Vunivalu cowed punch, Braithen Nass's testimonial, a man walking at Vunivalu with glass. That does seem harsh if he does get three test matches and a $50,000 fine.
Well, we'll ask Rugby League Players Association Chief Executive Ian Prendergast what his take on it, if he's spoken with the Storm enforcer, and what role the Players Association is taking throughout the investigation. Plus, former Surfing World Champion Joel Parkinson's going to be joining the show tonight, MG, just after 6:30.
Yeah, great man, Joel Parkinson. He's got a beer out with our own Mick Fenning. Player movement madness is upon us.
Yes.
Players going left, right and centre. Yes. Tonight, I'll let you know where players are going where.
Ryan Madison reportedly having a meeting with the Eels, the Wanaway West Tiger. And don't forget, when you hear this sound, that is your cue to call us on 133353. It's the Nobody Loses quiz.
You've got it, baby.
It's for tickets to the WWE Live. When you hear the bell, give us a call, 133353. But up next, boss of the Players Association, Ian Prendergast, will join us. They had their award ceremony last night.
They did.
James Tedesco reigned supreme.
Again.
As so did Jess Sergis again. We're going to discuss James Tedesco a bit later on, where his season stacks up all time.
Oh, it's massive.
But up next, we've got to talk about the Bali Brawl, the Bintang Buster.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here, let's do this.
Trending now.
Still the big story in rugby league is Nelson Asofa-Solomona and the Bali bar fight. Joining us on the line right now is the Chief Executive of the Rugby League Players Association, Ian Prendergast. Ian, we appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Ian, since we left there yesterday, a lot of movement has happened with Nelson's case. We've heard that he went to the aid of a player, Vunivalu. We've heard Braithen Nass's account of the events. We're hearing actually reports that straight after the event happened that he was breaking down in tears, realising what had happened in Bali. So without knowing all the details, I've got to say that my thoughts are with the big fella. I've seen what's happened on the which has gone viral, the video, and I must say that if the reports are true, that if everything went down that we are hearing about Vunivalu and the glass being displayed, well, I think that Nelson did what most blokes would have done.
Yeah, I think it's important that we gather all the facts before, prejudging exactly what's occurred here, which is why it's necessary to follow a decent process. But obviously there has been a lot of that context wrapped around it based on the emerging information that has been reported. So from our point of view, there is a growing concern around players potentially being targeted when they're out. We've definitely done a lot of work this year on ensuring that players put measures in place to protect themselves so that they don't find themselves in compromised positions off-field. But I think we definitely did take into consideration all of the circumstances in dealing with them, including whether there was provocation involved, which may have been the case on this occasion.
Ian, do you think players need to be giving Bali a miss? We spoke a bit about this on the show yesterday and MG made the point that Bali is almost akin to a night out in Sydney or another Australian capital city these days, because there's so many expats over there and it's where a lot of athletes go. So it's almost just as easy to find trouble as it is here in Australia.
I think it's easy to find trouble whenever you go out these days, given social media and the attitude of people and how they approach high-profile people in society. So they need to be mindful of that. They need to put measures in place to manage that risk that they're exposed to. But we also don't want them to live like hermit crabs. You want them to go out there and be ordinary members of society to the extent they can, whilst managing that risk appropriately. So we encourage the guys to still enjoy their leave, but obviously they need to be really careful in doing that.
And I'm hearing suspension as far as three tests, $50,000 for Nelson go. I think that's way over the top. I see a suspended sentence, a suspended fine for the big fella. I don't see nothing else.
Yeah, I think that'll play out throughout the course of the process, obviously. But everything should be taken into consideration. There's some public sentiment that he's quite sympathetic to situation he may have found himself in. We're hopeful that we've reached the right outcomes through this process with the NRL and the club, and that we can all move on and continue to learn.
We're speaking about one specific player, but last night was the Rugby League Players Awards night, the award ceremony for the players by the players. Do you need to change the goalpost so that James Tedesco comes back to the field a bit, Ian, after last night he romped it in winning the Players Champion Award?
I think he's won just about everything this year, hasn't he, Teddy?
What about off the field last night? Who got me in the match in, as far as the headache stakes go today?
Well, Willie Mason was there, so I know he's not a current player, but he'd be putting his hand up
I saw you with Tony Butterfield too, my old mate.
Yes, Butts was definitely leading the charge, as he did when he was leading the association. I think he only knows one way, the Raging Rhino, as Clint Newton calls him, so it was good to have him there. He stole the show at one point and started preaching from the from the stage about stuff that we may have already achieved through our partnership with the NRL, but putting that aside.
I reckon there's an opportunity to make that unofficial award named after Willie Mason, I think. The best on ground off field.
Yes.
Makes sense.
The Mace.
Yeah, the Mace.
Unofficially, it probably already exists.
So. Yeah, I think it does, mate.
Ian Prendergast, the Chief Executive of the Rugby League Players Association. We appreciate your time, we appreciate your candor, and we'll speak to you again soon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
MG, we're going to move away from those off-field incidents to the off-season movement of players, because there's some headline trades that have been confirmed and some speculation with potentially Ryan Madison maybe moving to crosstown rivals, the Parramatta Eels next year.
And Jack Whiten still hasn't settled his deal in Canberra, which is a worrying sign if you're a Raiders fan.
He'd look good in a Penrith jumper, wouldn't he? It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. We're talking player movement up next.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M, Liam Flanagan here. We are across the Triple M network, MG, and former surfing world champion Joel Parkinson is going to join us in about 10 minutes' time. He's got a very special event coming to Sydney, which we'll ask him about, but let's do this.
Sean Miedemann.
On Triple M's Rush Hour,
he doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
It's player movement madness.
Yes.
Who does?
The November 1 deadline approaches and things are getting a little bit loopy. So we've got some player names we want to discuss, MG. First off, probably one of the big fish of this offseason, Ryan Madison, currently the West Tigers.
Yep.
Rumours and reports and whispers of him not turning up to training once their season had finished, him wanting to leave, wanting a better deal, all the speculation. Danny Widler has tweeted a couple of hours ago from Channel 9 that Madison met with the Parramatta Eels today.
Okay.
And then NRL.com has also reported that Madison is set to fly to the Gold Coast and meet with incoming Titans coach Justin Holbrook next week.
Yeah, look, he was disillusioned when he found out about how much money, I suppose, that the other players who weren't playing first grade, i.e. Russell Packer and Ben Matalino, were on. But you know what? I've got to say to Madison is be careful what you wish for. You know, he's parading himself around in a way that befits an Origin star or someone who's won a couple of comps, and you haven't done anything yet. You got to be careful. You got to be. You know, obviously he didn't like what was at the Tigers, but he could have done it another way.
Mm.
He really could have done it another way. And I don't like the way that this is happening. I know they've only got a limited time, blah, 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 blah. We've got to make as much money, blah, blah, blah. But some things are right, some things are wrong.
Yeah.
This is the wrong way. It's our masters to the Cowboys. Mm.
Finishing on Madison there, the Tigers have said they're not going to let him go easily either. So the clubs are going to have to...
Well, you know what? I think Madge McGuire's a bit of a hard taskmaster. Yeah, that was him in the background with the cello. I think he's a bit of a hard taskmaster. And I get the feeling that it's either his way or the highway.
Mm.
When there was rumour after the grand final that he kept training his team up until the grand final just to show his players that this is what it's like this time of year, because I'm sick of finishing ninth. I've got no problem with that. And apparently, Madison didn't like that.
Well,
SR Masters didn't like it either.
He's left. He's confirmed. He's joining the Cowboys on a 3-year deal, 23 years old.
Massive signing for the Cowboys.
You like it?
Massive signing. They've got one thing they're devoid of is outside backs.
Mm.
And he's a goal-kicking outside back who will flourish up there. He'll be one of the signings of the year.
While we're on the West Tigers, Josh Reynolds is the other name. Now, he was told quite some time ago that he was free to explore his options. He's on around 800 a year with 2 years remaining on the contract.
Yep.
Speculation that the Gold Coast Titans could be interested in him joining the club.
Good fit.
Do you like that for Josh?
I love that fit. Bit of heart and soul up there. You know, he's got plenty of it. And if you can get the... you know, the clubs to go maybe halfway in each of the, you know, Tigers still play maybe 400 and the Titans play 400. Mm. I don't know, but how you work it out. But, look, Josh Reynolds is a energy player. And at the moment, you know, the one team in the comp that needs energy, that's the Titans who come last. Time. Yeah.
The other name, of course, is Jack Whiten. He has an option in his favour. With the Canberra Raiders, he comes off at contract at the end of next year. He had an option to go on another year. All he's done is chosen not to exercise that option. Yeah.
This is a lot different to Ryan Madison. This was in his contract.
Mm.
Ryan Madison, I think, still had another 2 years to go on the same deal. And look, Jack Whiten, when we were on our week off, I read about this. I went, oh my God, man, really? You can't really imagine Jack Whiten being at any other club but Canberra after the drama he went through. A year or so back, the off-field dramas, Canberra stood by him like any club would. But Canberra always seemed to get the players and then they leave. And the Fergos, the Dugans, you know, the Carneys. And I hope Jack Whiten isn't one of them guys as well, because I think Jack Whiten should be green for life.
Well, Matt Rose, his manager, has said, or his agent has said, that he doesn't necessarily want to leave Canberra. But, MG, in a statement you won't enjoy, Matt Rose has said he would not be doing his job as a manager unless he checks the market.
That is his job.
Mm.
That is his job. I just don't know why we need to know about it. I think they can do things a lot more covertly.
Mm.
And the other signing news, just quickly, there is talk that Isaac Luke is set to join the Dragons. So look, just watch out for that as well.
Well, with the injury that Cam McInnes is still recovering from, syndesmosis, along with a broken fibula.
Yeah, it's not a good injury, is it?
It's a smart move to get some backup at hooker.
Yeah, and he's probably the smartest one in the comp.
Yeah, all right. Up next, surfing world champion Joel Parkinson will be joining us. He's got a very exciting event to tell us about.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, Liam Flanagan here as well. MG, Mark Howard, friend of the show, part of the Triple M family. His podcast, The Howie Games,
great listen.
It's the best sports interview podcast getting around. And The Howie Games Live is coming back to Sydney, Metro Theatre, the 26th of November. Tickets are available from Ticketek. The special guest joins us on the line, former surfing world champion Joel Parkinson. G'day, Parko.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, mate, we're fantastic. And as always, we thank our guests for their time. We know you're a busy man, only recently retired. What have you been up to since you've been hung up the surfboard?
Mate, I've actually been pretty busy with a couple of little businesses of mine. And then, I don't know, to be honest, I try and act really busy so I can still get 2 surfs in a day, too.
Hey, Parko, your career, and you'll tell these stories on stage at the event, but, I mean, you won your first contest as an 18-year-old wildcard in Jay Bay all the way back in 99. You held the tag of the best surfer on tour to have never won a world championship for so long, and then that world title in 2012. Can you still remember in Hawaii the moment when you won the crown? Does it still stay with you?
Yeah, for sure. It's something I'll never forget, I guess. You know, any sport, especially an individual sport, it's to reach a dream, a childhood dream, and finally get there. It's pretty amazing to get to the top of the world of your sport. Something I'll never forget. You know, it's sometimes it's always sits in the back of my mind as a blur, but when I start to really, you know, think about it, the emotions come back and the chicken skin and all those little things come over. Again. It's a good thing. It's, something. I probably don't think about it enough. I just, plod along in life and away I go. I forget it even happens sometimes.
We had the winner of Bathurst in studio yesterday, Scotty McLaughlin. He had the trophy with him. He was fairly dusty, only 24 hours out from the victory. How were you? Do you remember, if you're still thinking back, how were you in the 24 hours to 48 hours after that world title win?
Mate, this is a classic story. So I remember waking up probably as dusty as I've ever been. I probably had 3 hours sleep and I got up and where I was staying, in the house I was staying out in Hawaii on the beach there, had like the shower was an open shower and the toilet was right there. And so I've got up in the morning, I gotta get to the toilet, and you know, I'm standing there and I look to the left of me, and somehow in the open shower the door's open and my Pipe Masters board trophy, like the Jerry Lopez is the trophy from it, is inside the shower looking at me, and I just started to laugh like, oh, that actually happened. I have no idea who would put it there. Someone hit it in the shower.
That was your hangover moment. Yes.
Yeah, and I had the worst hangover, just sort of smiled straight on my face like, oh, yes, that's right. That happened yesterday.
Outstanding. Well, the Howie Games Live with special guest Joel Parkinson, Metro Theatre, 26th of November. Tickets from Ticket Tech. Parko's going to be telling those sort of stories and more. Make sure you get along. But before we let you go, Parko, we're going to run through some rapid-fire questions. Quick questions, quick answers. MG, take it away.
Okay, I'll start. Parko, best beach you ever surfed at, brother?
Snapper Rocks.
Greatest surfer you surfed against?
Mick Fanning.
The loosest competitor on tour?
Oh, Mick Fanning.
All right, he might go for a hat-trick here. If things turn nasty in the water, which surfer could handle themselves best out of the water?
Ooh, probably Slater. Probably could. Good. Probably Slater.
Ah, really? Okay. And finally, if you were not a surfer, what other sport would you have been good at?
Hopefully fishing, but I'm pretty bad at that too. I'm such a cold.
Joel Parkinson, we love having you on. This event is going to be a cracker. All the best.
No, thanks, guys.
Joel Parkinson there. 133353. If you want a couple of tickets to get along and see Parko on stage with Mark Howard, the Howie Games Live, Metro Theatre, 26th of November, tickets from Ticket Tech, 133353. We've got a double to give away now.
That'd be great. He's told some good stories. He told us a couple of them, but I think the ones he'll tell to the live audience will be epic.
Absolutely. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we're talking James Tedesco. Where does his 2019 season rate all time, MG?
Yeah.
An hour of sport with the big guy in the driver's seat. Metaphorically, he's not touching the steering wheel.
So come and get it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
Throws it infield to Nesta. 15 out. Pinsy is back. Go to the line. Scores. Scores. New South Wales win. New South Wales win.
And your 2019 Dally M medal winner is the Roosters fullback James Tedesco.
What a 2019 it was for that man, James Tedesco. Winning try in State of Origin. He scored the winning try in the grand final. He won the Dally M medal. And last night, he added the Rugby League Players Association Players Champion Award to his CV for this season, MG.
Yeah, we are, as a nation of sport lovers, are recent biased. We seem to, you know, indulge in those guys who have had sensational years, or ladies who had sensational years.
Jess Sergis as well won the Players Champion Award last
night. Yeah. But look, the one that in recent memory that compares to Tedesco would have to be JT, Jonathan Thurston, in 2015. Look, though, Tedesco this year, but just, wow. I think he just went into the next level. In fact, it's going to be hard to replicate.
Well, if we quickly run through the awards, and you mentioned JT as well, they both won the Dally M medal. They both won a grand final ring. JT won the Clive Churchill medal in 2015. Jimmy Tedesco did not. They both won the Players Association Players Champion Award.
Yep.
JT won the Golden Boot. Now, Tedesco may still win that.
Big chance.
Tedesco won the Wally Lewis medal. And that's the award separating the two at the moment, with obviously JT.
Yeah, so they're very comparable. You know, and Jay, if you go back to that season of 2015, just everything JT did, it was untouchable.
Yeah.
You know, he just had a hand in every try, that not just the Cowboys but Queensland. And you got to probably say that these ensemble wasn't quite as strong as Tedesco's.
Yeah, well, you're right. The ensemble, I mean, if you look at the two teams, the two grand final teams, you have Sydney Roosters, Tedesco surrounded by Tupu, Mitchell, Manu, Morris, Keary, Cronk, Warrior, Hargraves, Cordner, Radley, Crichton. It is a who's who.
Yeah.
The Queensland Cowboys, North Queensland Cowboys forward pack when they won the comp wasn't too bad.
That's true.
Taumalolo, Lowe, Cooper, Tarmow, Granville, Scott. And he had Michael Morgan alongside him in the halves as well. So he wasn't playing with mugs. If I'm giving you the option right now to have JT of 2015 or James Tedesco of 2019, who are you taking?
Wow. I'm taking JT of 15.
Oh!
I, yeah. I've got to take a halfback over a fullback, I think.
Well, you talk about recency bias. We put it out on the socials, at Rush Hour Triple M. Instagram has 61% taking Tedesco of 2019 over JT.
Yep.
And Twitter has 54% taking James Tedesco.
Yeah, look, I'm happy with that. Teddy's year has been fantastic and a main reason why they won the competition. And bravo to both men who are fantastic players.
If he adds the golden boot as well,
he's
gonna,
mine.
Going to need to buy a new...
I'll change my selection.
He's going to need to buy a new house for all the trophies. So Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Just in case anyone asks, you're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M and across the Triple M network, MG.
I've always wanted to have a footy side called the Werewolves and play that as they come out of the tunnel.
Nice. Yeah. And you can do it too, which is very impressive. The WWE Live, it returns to Sydney October 21st. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek. Or you can win them right here with us. It's the No Loser Quiz. Returning as carryover champion from yesterday is Darren from Liverpool. G'day, Daz. Welcome back.
Hey, guys. I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, right, mate. You did it. You've done it once before.
Taking on Darren today is Adam in Penrith. G'day, Adam.
How are you?
Very good, mate. Hope you know your wrestling knowledge because it's a who am I of a... past or present wrestler.
Now, the way this works, gentlemen, is whoever loses today will automatically get themselves two general admission tickets for the WWE Live. Whoever is the last contestant standing on Friday gets the chance for the premium VIP package, which is pretty bloody nice. Okay, the way this works, gentlemen, MG has the clues. Your name is your buzzer. If you buzz in and get it incorrect, your opponent gets to hear the rest of the clues. MG, take it away.
Who am I? I was born on March 24, 1965. I began wrestling in 1984. My real name is Mark Calloway. My wrestling brother's name is Kane.
Darren.
Oh, Darren from Liverpool.
Who is it?
The Undertaker.
Oh, Daz reigns supreme for another day.
Oh, it's going to be hard to beat the Dazzler.
This man knows his wrestling. Hey, Adam. Congratulations, mate. You got two general admission tickets to go see WWE Live.
Oh, I'm happy with that. I was about a half a second too slow.
Oh, good on you, Ed. Thanks for listening, mate. Appreciate
and
it.
And Darren, for you, my man, go home, study up on the old tapes, the wrestling books, all the rest of it. You're coming back tomorrow.
I actually just got home, Liam. I'm sitting out the front in the car.
That's what we like about Darren. The man stays in the car for the entire show. Hey, Darren, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, mate.
MG, do you know who else we'll speak to tomorrow?
Oh, everyone.
Chief Executive of New South Wales Racing, Peter Volandis.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Everest is on this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Huge. In fact, the barrier draw is being done tonight on the pylons of the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That's massive.
Huge.
This race is massive. But we've got to go. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.